दैवाधीनां वयजनिवतां तत्त्वबुद्धिप्रभावाराचार्यत्वं भवति यदिदं तत्त्वमेकं सुबोधं भोज्यं नाया पचद कृपया ज्ञापयामास यस्तत्त्वं गौराङ्गं गुणमनुकदं जाड्य शून्यं स्मरामि. Out of great mercy, Lord Chaitanya taught Prajumna Mishra the following confidential truth. Even if one's karmic reactions force one to take birth in a low family, one can become a guru if he wisely understands the truths of devotional service. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga who is free of all folly and who relishes others' divine virtues just like a bumblebee. Vatsalyena sabhajana vishadasa gosvaminam yas tattva jnanam bhajana vishaye shikshayamasa sakshat sindostire chadamasamaye stapayamasa dasam tam gaurangam sachadanajusham bandhumurtim smarami. By his devotional service, Raghunath Das Goswami won the Lord's heart, and thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like an affectionate father, taught him the truths of devotional service. Raghunath Das got the great benediction of being the Lord's servant during the last part of his pastimes at Jagannath Puri. I meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, the intimate friend of those who surrender to his lotus feet in great jubilation. Purim Ramakyam Yo Gudajanakata Ninnanapadam Sadopeksha Brantam Kandakalashakupe Katamiha Amogam Svi Chakri Hadajanakapali Shabalatak Chachisu Nushashvat Smalanapadavim Gachatusame. The Lord was always tolerant toward the offenses committed by Ramchandra Puri, who liked to blaspheme his superiors and who seemed to have become deluded and fallen into the contaminated well of contentiousness. Lord Chaitanya welcomed Amoga into his personal association because Amoga had gotten a small particle of a devotee's mercy. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, forever abide on the path of my remembrance.
Sanatanam kandodasam prapiditam sparshena shuddham kripaya chakarya Sanasha buddhim padishodhayan naho smarami godam navakanda nagaram.
The Lord mercifully touched Sanatana Goswami, thus curing him of a disease that had afflicted him with painful, itching sores. The Lord also purified Sanatana Goswami of the desire to commit suicide. I meditate upon that Lord Gorsundar, the hero of Navadvip.
Gopi natam hadipadibalanyora rakshatmatantro ramanandanujinijitanam shikshayandharma tatvam papailabdham dhanamidisadatyajamekas vadharmatam gorangam sajanashibdam bandhamurtim smarami.
Lord Chaitanya saved his devotee Gopinath Patanayaka, the younger brother of Ramananda Roy, from the anger of Maharaj Prataparudra. The Lord then instructed Gopinath about the nature of pious life, telling him that one should not accumulate money in a sinful way. I meditate deeply upon that Lord Gauranga, who was auspiciousness personified and the bestower of auspiciousness upon his devotees.
Upayanam ragavatak samadatam punak punak praptamapi svadeshatak sabaktato yena padat paratmana tameva godam satatam smaramyaham.
Lord Chaitanya frequently received numerous gifts from his devotee Raghava Pandit, who would bring them from Bengal and offer them to the Lord with deep respect. I continuously meditate upon that Lord Gauranga, Bhagavan himself.
Dhailam nangi kutam yena sanyasa dhamarakshina jagadananda dattam cha smadamitam mahaprabham.
Lord Gauranga followed the rules of the renounced order to a T, and thus he rejected the sandalwood oil offered by Jagadananda Pandit. I meditate upon that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jagannatha gari gadadasadhanastambandakati tadasha shimurtim pranayavavisha kapajadati samaruha skandam yadamalahadesh tushtamanasa shachisunu shashvat smananapadavim gachitusame.
In front of the temple of Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would view the form of the Lord from the Garuda Stambha.
One day, an old woman climbed up on Lord Chaitanya's shoulders so she could see Lord Jagannath. May that Lord Chaitanya, who is none other than Bhagavan Sri Hari, and whose heart was greatly satisfied by that woman, eternally travel along the path of my remembrance.
Puri Deve Bhaktim Gurchatana Yogyam Sumadodam Dayam Govindaki Vishidapadicharyashidajane Sadupe Yakpritim Moradla Sadupam Yukuduta Sachisunushashvat Smananapadavim Gachidusame.
The Lord felt great devotion for the lotus feet of Ishwarapuri, whom the Lord regarded as his spiritual master. He was lovingly merciful toward Govindadas, his servant, and he delighted Swarup Damodar Goswami by revealing to him the exalted Madhurya Ras. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Shachidevi, forever travel along the path of my remembrance.
Dadanakopinam vasanamadunam shobanamayam suvanandreshobham sakalasusari dadadapi japan radha krishnam gadadudakadaraksi yugalam shachisunushasvat smananapadavim gacchajusame.
Lord Gauranga wore a splendid saffron loincloth, and his form shone brilliantly like Mount Sumeru. As he chanted the holy names of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, a river of tears flowed from his eyes. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Shachidevi, forever travel along the path of my remembrance.
Muda gayan uchai mododahari nama valimaho natan mandam mandam Nagadapatagami sahajanai vadankak vare re vadahadi hadi chakshada yugam shachisunushashvat smananapadavim gacchajusame.
In the company of his followers, Lord Chaitanya loudly chanted the sweet holy names of Krishna and danced exuberantly in the streets of Jagannathpuri. He plaintively appealed to everyone, "O friend, please chant the two syllables Hari." May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Shachidevi, forever traverse the path of my remembrance.
Rahasyam shastranam yadapadichitam puvavidushan shuteyagudham tatvam dashapadimitam premakalitam dayalustanyoso babadatikipabi samabada chachishunukshasvat smananapadavim gacchatusame.
Out of his great mercy, Lord Chaitanya revealed the secret of pure love of God, which has 10 main philosophical truths. That secret was formerly unknown even to the sages, and the Vedic literatures did not explain it. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Shachidevi, forever travel along the path of my remembrance.
Amnayak prahatatvam hodmiha padamam sarvashaktim sabdhim tadbhinang sangsta jivan pakadikavalitang sadhamuktang sabhavat beda bedha prakasham sakalamapihari sadhanam shuddha bhaktim sadhyam tat prita me ve chupadashiji hari god chandra bajetam.
1. Transcendental truth is proclaimed in the Vedas. 2. The first principle of that truth is that the Supreme is Lord Hari, who is one without a second. 3. He is always possessed of infinite powers. 4. He is an ocean of the various mellows that arise from the exchanges of love between him and his devotees. 5. The living entities are his separated particles of conscious energy. 6. Some living entities are completely covered over by his illusory energy. 7. Some living entities are released from the grip of that illusory energy. 8. All material and spiritual existence is simultaneously one with and different from Lord Hari. 9. Devotional service to Lord Hari is the only way that one can reach the final objective of life. 10. Pure love for Krishna is the one and only final object of life. These principles were instructed by Lord Hari himself in the form of Lord Gaurachandra. It is him I worship.
Svatak Siddho Vedo Haridayata Vedhak Pabitatak Pramanam Sat Praptak Pramandi Vashayang Tham Navavadhan Tata Pratyakshadi Pramandi Sahitam Sadhyati No Nayuktis Tarkakya Pravishati Tata Shakti Rahita.
Point 1. Transcendental truth is proclaimed in the Vedas. By the direct mercy of Lord Hari, Lord Brahma received perfect Vedic knowledge and passed it on to his followers. The only principles concerning transcendental truth are the Vedic principles, which are summarized in the preceding 9 axioms. While direct perception, reason, and other types of evidence may help one understand the inspired Vedic truths, they are only auxiliary forms of evidence. Alone, reason and logic have no power to reveal the absolute truth.
Ahadistve kam tatvam vidishivasudesha panamato yade vedam brahma prakriti rahitam tatanumaham paratma tasyangsho jagadanugato vishwajanaka savai radha kanto navajadakanti chadudaya.
Point 2. Lord Hari is the supreme absolute truth, one without a second. Brahma, Shiva, and Indra bow down to him with great respect. His bodily glow is the Brahman effulgence, which is totally uncontaminated. The all-pervading Supersoul is his partial expansion. He is the father of the entire cosmic manifestation. His pure spiritual form has the complexion of a fresh rain cloud. And he is the transcendental lover of Srimati Radharani.
Bhadakya kya shaktir apritikapisasve mahimani stito jivakyam swam achidabhitam tam tipadikam satantre chak shaktim sakalavishaye prevanapado vikaradhyay shunya padamapadusho so vajayate.
Point 3. Lord Hari is always possessed of infinite powers. All glories to the Supreme Person, Lord Hari, who is always situated in His Majesty, free from any material taint or defect. He is non-different from His potencies, which He controls, and which are divided into 3 categories. 1. The Supreme Transcendental Potency. 2. The Living Entities, or Jiva Souls. And 3. Inanimate Material Nature.
Savai la dinyascha praniya vikrte la dhanavatas dhata sam vichakti pakatita daho bhava dasitak daya shri sandhinya krita vishadata dhama nichaye vasam bodha magno vajivasa vilasi vinchayate.
Point 4. Lord Hari is an ocean of the various mellows that arise from the exchanges of love between Him and His devotees. All glories to Lord Hari, who relishes with great pleasure the ecstatic transformations of love manifested by His Ladani potency, and who also relishes the confidential, exalted loving sentiments manifested by His Samvit potency. He is immersed in the ocean of divine rasa in His various abodes, which are beyond the touch of matter and which are manifested by His Sandini potency. He sports and enjoys loving exchanges with the residents of Vrindavan.
Spulinga ridhagner ivichidanabo jivanachaya hade surasyeva pitikapichatan bhe the vishayak vashe maya yasya prakatipati deve shudahiha sajivo mukto pi prakatipashayogya sagunata.
Point 5. The living entities are Lord Hari's separated particles of conscious energy. As sparks are to a great blazing fire, and as particles of sunshine are to the sun, so the living entities are simultaneously one with and different from Lord Hari. The Lord is always the master of His illusory potency, Maya, whereas the individual living beings, even when they attain liberation, are subject to Maya's influence because of their minuteness.
Sadupatarhinam nijasukapadan krishna vamukan hare maya dandyan gunanagda jalai kalayati tatastulai lingai
Vibhadavadanai Klishanakadai Mahakarmalanai Anayinipatitan Sarganadiyo.
Point 6. Some living entities are completely covered over by Lord Hari's illusory potency. When living entities are intent on their own pleasure, they lose all conception of their actual self-interest. And then Lord Hari's illusory potency, Maya, punishes them by binding them up with the shackles of the three modes of material nature. Then Maya covers these fallen souls with a double case of the gross and subtle material elements. And she further shackles them with the chains of laborious, selfish activities, which bring great distress. Binding the conditioned souls like this, Maya drags them up and down through the many heavenly and hellish planets.
Yada brahmam brahmam haridasa galan vaishnavajanam kadachit sampasyans tadanugamanis yaduchi yutak tadakrishna vritya jajatishanakair mahikadasham sadupam vibrano vimulalasa bhogam sagurutehi.
Point 7. Some living entities are released from the grip of the illusory energy. After wandering on the path of illusory existence for countless eons, a fortunate soul may meet a pure devotee of Krishna, from whom trickles the nectar of the mellows of pure devotion to the Lord. If the soul follows the devotee's instructions, he is attracted to imbibe the sweet principle of devotion to Krishna. By applying himself to the constant study of Krishna bhakti, the conditioned soul gradually abandons his illusory conditioning and, coming again to his constitutional position, enjoys the sweetest unalloyed mellows of love for Krishna, a state that is the ultimate status of every soul.
Hare Shakti Sarvam Chid Chidakilam Syat Padinati Vivatam No Satyam Shuti Mata Vidudham Kalimalam Hade Beda Bedho Shuti Vihita Tatvam Suvimalam Tatak Prem Naksidhi Bhavadinatadam Nitya Vishaye.
Point 8. All material and spiritual existence is simultaneously one with and different from Lord Hari. Everything spiritual or material is simply a transformation of Lord Hari's energies. Shankaracharya's idea that everything is a transformation of the Absolute Truth itself is a contaminated conception born out of the influence of the Kali Age, and it conflicts with the genuine Vedic conclusion. The Vedas conclude that everything is simultaneously one with and different from Lord Hari, and because of this truth, pure and perfect spiritual love between the Lord and the individual living entities can be eternally manifest.
Shuti Krishna Kyanam Smananati Puja Vadagana Tatadasyam Sakyam Padachadanam Apyat Madadanam Rabangan Yetani Havadikata Bhakti Hanudanam Bhajan Shadha Yukta Suvamelodatim Vaisalabhati.
Point 9. Devotional service to Lord Hari is the only way that one can reach the final objective of life. The nine kinds of devotional service are: 1. To hear the spiritual name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna. 2. To chant and sing these. 3. To meditate on and remember all these. 4. To serve the Lord's lotus feet. 5. To worship Him. 6. To offer respectful obeisances to Him. 7. To render various pleasing services to Him. 8. To establish friendship with the Lord. And 9. To fully surrender to Him. One who has firm faith in these nine devotional practices and who follows them every day will soon be blessed with pure love of God.
Sadupavastani Maradasabhavo Dayahiha Vajiradha Krishna Svajanajanabhavam Vidivaham Vadanande Pritim Jagudatalasam Patsukamato Velasakye Tatve Padama Paricharyam Salabhati.
Point 10. Pure love for Krishna is the one and only object of life. By practicing the principles of Bhakti Yoga, the spiritual aspirant regains his original spiritual form, and glorious pure love for Krishna in a conjugal relationship awakens within him. The devotee bears within his heart the pure loving sentiments of the intimate associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. In that state of pure love of God, the devotee is full of bliss, and his happiness is far greater than anything imaginable in this material universe. The devotee then attains the supreme service of the Lord, entrance into Lord Krishna's eternal transcendental pastimes.
Babu kakko jiva katamidna machin vishmativa vicharyay tanatan hadibhajana kvichastra chaturak abedasan dharman sakalam aparadham padihadan hadinamanandam pibadihadidaso hadijanai.
A scholar who is learned in the Vedic scriptures that describe Lord Hari's devotional service will completely abandon the desire for liberation after he carefully considers the conclusions to the questions, who is the Supreme Lord? What is the nature of the jiva souls? And what is this lifeless material universe? Such a wise scholar will become a pure devotee of Krishna and, completely rejecting all materialistic pious activities and duties, as well as all offenses to the Lord, he will drink the nectar of the bliss engendered by chanting Lord Krishna's holy names in the company of devotees.
Sangsevya dasa moolam vai hitva vidyamayam jana bhava pushtim tata tushtim labade sadhu sangata.
When one accepts the truth of these 10 spiritual principles, abandons ignorance, and remains in the association of pure devotees, one's love for Krishna increases, and one becomes supremely happy.
Iti prayam siksham chadanamadupebhyak padidasham galanetram bobi snabadana jadirgo jalabapu padananda karo jagadatala bandhu iti vadak sachisunu shashwat smananapadavim gachadusame.
Lord Gauranga is the king of all sannyasis and the unequaled friend of everyone in the universe. His tall, blissful, effulgent form is bathed in the tears of ecstatic love of Krishna trickling from his lotus eyes. He teaches these 10 truths to his devotees, who are like bees eagerly drinking the honey from his lotus feet. May that Lord Gauranga, the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, forever travel on the path of my remembrance.
Gatir gaudiyanam api sakala varnashrama dusham tata chaudiyanam ati sadala dainyashrita vidham punak paschatyanam sadhyamatsanam tat pasudiyam shachi sunu shasvat smananapadavim gachatu same.
Lord Gauranga is the ultimate shelter for the Bengali followers of the Varnashram Dharma system, for humble, sincere, and honest orisons, and for the people in the west of India who are merciful and eager to learn the truths of the Vedas. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, forever travel on the path of my remembrance.
Aham isragadi sapata vahirot kanda vidyak shtata skandhe dargyam dadidati vishalam kadapado chato dritan vadeham vikalita mati gangadabachak shachi sunu sakshat smananapadavim gachadusame.
When the Lord would stay at the Gambhira in Kashi Mishra's house, he would exhibit the most amazing ecstatic symptoms. With his heart full of longing and separation from his beloved Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's joints would loosen, his body would elongate greatly, and his hands and feet would expand. With his mind greatly agitated by the ecstasy of pure love for Krishna, he would fall on the ground and his words would become choked up. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, personally travel on the path of my remembrance.
Gato badhanvadad upalagrahamanyadhiraho gavam kalinganam apisamanti gacchan vidiganam pakoshti sankochad batanabatatak kachapariva shachi sunu sakshad smananapadavim gachitusame.
The doors of the inner chamber of Kashi Mishra's house were bolted shut. Yet amazingly, Lord Chaitanya was able to leave that place and go outside, where he wandered among the cows of the Tailanga district. As he lay amid the cows in extreme ecstasy, he retracted his limbs into his body, and he looked like a turtle who had fallen there. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, personally travel on the path of my remembrance.
Vajaranyam smritnva vidahavakalanta vilapato mukam sangrishyaso vididamadikam tattadadaho kame kanta krishno vadavadavadeti palapatak shachisunu sakshat smananapadavim gachitusame.
Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed by the ecstatic feelings of separation whenever he would remember the transcendental land of Vrindavan. In that condition, the Lord would lament, his heart greatly agitated. He would rub his face on the walls of his room, causing his face to bleed profusely. And he would cry out, "Where is my lover Krishna? Tell me, tell me, tell me!" May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, personally travel on the path of my remembrance.
Bhayorashi stiri chakadagiraji sikalite vajangoste gova danaginipatim lokitamaho ganai sardham goro tiddhikati vishishtak pramuditak sachi sunu sakshat smananapadabim gachitusame.
Overwhelmed in the ecstasy of pure love of God, Lord Chaitanya took the big sand dune called Chatakaparvata for the king of mountains, Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan. The Lord then jubilantly and quickly ran to see that hill, followed by his associates. May that Lord Chaitanya, the divine son of Srimati Shachi Devi, personally travel on the path of my remembrance.
Yasyanukampa sukada jananam samsara kupa dugunata dasam udritya gunja shalayadadoyas tam gola chandram panamami bhaktya.
Lord Chaitanya saved Raghunathas Goswami from the blind well of material life and presented him with a garland of gunja berries and a stone from Govardhan Hill. With deep devotion, I bow down with great respect to that Lord Gorchandra, whose mercy delights all souls.
Sadbhakti siddhanta varudha vadam vairasya bhavam chabhimukanam sangam bahayata subhokta gosyam rarajayastam panamami goram.
I offer my most respectful prostrations before Lord Gorchandra, who cast from his association those who were opposed to pure devotional service and those who were inimical Prakriti Sahajas. Abandoning all such association, the Lord looked very effulgent, splendid, and glorious in the company of the saintly devotees.
Namani Vishnu Bahiranga Patri Vistiya Loki Kulipavano Bhud Vemantarangai Vrasandadoyas Tam Goda Chandram Panamami Bhaktya.
With deep devotion, I bow down with great respect to Lord Gorchandra, who bestowed the nectarous mellows of pure love for Krishna upon his elevated, confidential devotees. To the general mass of devotees, he taught the chanting of Krishna's holy name, and thus he purified the whole world in this Kali age.
Nama paradham sakalam vanashya chaitanya nama shitamanavanam bhaktim param yak padado janebhyas tam gora chandram panamami bhaktya.
For one who takes shelter of his name, Lord Chaitanya takes away all the offenses in chanting the holy names of Krishna. He reveals the most elevated forms of pure devotional service to the living entities. With great devotion, I bow down before that Lord Gorchandra.
Ittam lila maya vadavapu Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Varshanvidva dashapadimatan chepehyamasa gari Sanyasiyak samapadimatam yapehyamasa kalam vande gauram sakala jagatam ashramanam guruntam.
Thus the Supreme Lord Himself, appearing in His original transcendental form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, enacted pastimes for 24 years as a householder and 24 years as a renunciant. I offer my most humble prostrations before that Lord Chaitanya Chandra, the spiritual master of all the universes and of all people in all stations of life.
Dadidrebhyo vastram dhanamapi dadohya kadunaya bhubukshunyo nadyar atitinachayam stoshamanayat tata vidnyadanai sukamatishayam yaksamabhajet sagoranga shasvat smalanapadavim gacchatumamo.
Out of his great mercy, Lord Chaitanya gave money and clothing to the poor, and he satisfied hungry guests by giving them many kinds of food. Similarly, he gave great happiness to one and all by distributing the unparalleled treasure of transcendental knowledge. May that Lord Gauranga eternally travel on the path of my remembrance.
Sanyasyasya patamasamaye tirta yatra chalena varshanyo vai rasapadimitan vyapa bhaktim tatana sheshanabdan vasubadimitan chitta deshe sito yo vande tasya pakata chaditam yoga maya baladyam.
On the pretext of going on pilgrimage to various holy places, the Lord passed the first 6 years of his sannyas preaching pure devotion to Lord Krishna. For the final 18 years, he stayed in Jagannath Puri. I offer my most respectful obeisances to Lord Gauranga's pastimes, which were manifested in this world by his yogamaya potency.
Ha ha kashtam sakala jagatam bhakti bhajam visheshum gopi nata layapadisare kirtane yak pradoshi aprakartyam patasamabhajan mohayan bhakta netram vande tasya prakata charitam nityam aprakritam tat.
Alas, alas, all the devotees throughout the universe were overwhelmed with grief when Lord Gauranga, enchanting everyone during the sunset kirtan at the temple of Tota Gopinath, suddenly disappeared. I bow down with great respect to Lord Gauranga's eternal spiritual pastimes, which he did not manifest in this world.
Bhaktya ye vai sakala samaye gora gatam imam no gayantyuchai vigalatahadak gora tirte visesham desham turnam jidukulamani krishna chaitanya chandra premavesham yugala bhajane yachati prana bandhu.
To those devotees who, with a loud voice and a heart saturated with love of God, regularly sing this song we have composed about Lord Gauranga, especially at Sri Dharmayapur. May Lord Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, the jewel of all Brahmins, grant pure love for the transcendental couple Sri Sri Radha Krishna. May the Lord become their dear friend.
Shatkavede Prameshake Kartike Godrume Prabho Gita Bhaktivanodena Lileyam Lokapavini.
In the month of Kartik, in the year 1892, in Godrumadweep, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this song glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which purify the entire world.
Yat prema madhurya valasa ragan anatmajo goda vaharamapo tasya vichitra vishabhanuputrai lila mayatasya samapideyam.
To relish the intense love Srimati Radharani feels during their amorous pastimes, Lord Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, appeared in Bengal and enacted his pastimes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This amazing song, full of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, is now offered to that Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. What follows is the Sri Navadvipa Chandra Stavaraj, the king of poems, about the moon of Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya. It is by Srila Raghunandana Thakur and is excerpted from the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a compendium of Vaishnav texts, translated by Kushakrata Das, edited by Srila Vidyananda Das Goswami Acharya Dev, and published by Sriman Yogeshwar Das.
Akanaka ruchita gorak sava chittai kachorak pakati modana dehak puna lavanya geha kalita lalita rupa chubna kanda prabhumpa spudata vidinatendra shina vanripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. His charming, graceful form is as effulgent as gold, and he has enchanted the minds of all. He is the abode of perfect beauty, and he has greatly agitated the mind of the monarch Cupid.
Bahola chikada bandha, snigna mugna prabandha, prasada pada parandri chitta sandhana mantri. Vihita vivida vesha, jyoti tashesha desha, spodata vidina tendra, shina vandri prachandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. His hair is beautiful, and he is both charming and affectionate to all. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he has captured the minds of the elderly women of Navadvip. Beautifully dressed in various garments, he has made the entire country of Bengal appear full of splendor.
Vikasita shita patra jyoti vispara netra priya mudala pavitra snigna drik prema patra ati madada charitra prola sacharu gatra spodata vidina tendra shinava dripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. As beautiful as fully blossomed lotus flowers, his affectionate, charming, and restlessly moving eyes are moistened with pure love of Krishna. His character and pastimes are very sweet, and his beautiful limbs are resplendent.
Malayajakadaviras chinvalasati dira suvamalasmita vaktra pranta vastranurakta rabasamayavahada punalilavatara spudata vidinatendra shinavadripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He appears like a sandalwood tree from the Malayan hills. His smile is pure, and the edge of his garment is decorated in red. He is the full incarnation of Godhead, and he has descended to this world to perform jubilant transcendental pastimes as the greatest of devotees.
Sakala lasa vidagna sarvambara prashudha sakala sukha vinoda khyata nritya pramoda sakala sukha nama danya tarunya dama spodata vidinatendra shinavadripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He is the abode of auspiciousness and youthfulness, and he is expert in all the transcendental mellows. He has become famous for his jubilant dancing, and his pastimes are full of all happiness. He purifies the heart of the great burden of materialism, and the chanting of his holy names brings complete transcendental delight to all.
Avirata galadasya prema dara sahasra snapata sakala desha khyata namo padesha bhuvana vidata sarva prani nistara garva spudata vidina tendra shina vadripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. Tears ceaselessly glide down his cheeks. Instructing the world in the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names, he has inundated every country with thousands of flooding rivers of pure love of Krishna. The expansion of his fame has liberated the residents of the entire world.
Ganapulaka kadamba stula mukta samabdha snapatata vidodra prema hunkala gora sadhya madhuda murti vishvavikyata kirti spodata vinina tendra shinavadripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. Impelled by the ecstasy of pure love of Krishna, the hairs of his body stand up, making him appear like a kadamba tree. Appearing like large pearls, the tears from his eyes bathe his chest. In the agony of intense separation from Krishna, he calls out, "Alas, alas!" He is full of compassion, and his form is very handsome, and his fame is spread throughout the entire universe.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He is the maintainer of all the universes and the destroyer of all the impurities born of the age of Kali. He removes the sufferings of the poor conditioned souls and protects them from the calamity of material existence. He grants them the unlimited transcendental bliss of the Sankirtan movement, which glorifies the singing of his own holy names.
Asoda munigana bandhu prema bhakti ka sindhu pakata soda binanda shila pararavinda Natana Modana Manda Supagada Prabandha Spudatu Vidinatendra Srinavadripa Chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He is the dear friend of the saintly and thoughtful devotees, and he alone is the ocean of devotional service in pure love of God. His aromatic and delightful lotus feet are the abode of all beauty and opulence. He dances with a slow gracefulness, and he is the most austere of sannyasis.
Sakalandagamasara Premapunavatara Pachadagunagabira Savasandhanadira Adamapatadabandu Punakarunya Sindhu Spotutuvidinatendra Srinavadripa Chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He is the essence of the Vedas and the perfect incarnation of pure love of Krishna. He is a deep reservoir full of all auspicious transcendental qualities, and he is the most learned philosopher whose Sankirtan movement has brought peace and spiritual brotherhood to the entire world. Appearing like an overflooding ocean of mercy, he is the friend of the most fallen souls.
Modani mani manogyas tandavadyanta vigyas Antodani mani vichitra prema nistara patra Mahimana nijanama grahi sampurna kama Spudutu vidinatendra srinavadripa chandra.
May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dancers, appear splendidly in my heart. He is the most charming, handsome, and wonderfully youthful person, the all-knowing expert of enthusiastic dancing, and a great reservoir of pure love of Krishna. He is always very eager to chant his own holy names.
Shri Gauranga Natendrasya Sutimetam Abhishtadam Yakpatet Padamaprita Saprema Sukabhugmave.
These prayers glorify Lord Gauranga, the king of dancers, and grant all benedictions to the devotees. Those who delight in reading these prayers will become able to relish the transcendental bliss of pure love of God.
What follows is a small selection of verses excerpted from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about Lord Chaitanya. First from Madhyalila, chapter 10, text 119. This is composed by Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami.
Hey Lodunitake Daya Vishadaya Pronila Damodaya Shamya Chastravadaya Vasadaya Chittarpiton Madaya Shashodam Bhakti Vanodaya Samadaya Madhurya Maryadaya Shri Chaitanya Nadeta Vadaya Bhuyadamandodaya.
O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation. By your mercy everything is made pure and blissful. It awakens transcendental bliss and covers all gross material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy causes the heart to jubilate by pouring forth transcendental mellows. Your mercy always stimulates devotional service, which is full of joy. You are always glorifying the conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy.
All the translations in this section are, of course, by Srila Prabhupada. From the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 4.
Anarpitacharim charata kadana yavatir nakalo samapahitamunato jadadasam so bhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara jitika damba sandipata sadavidya kandare spudutu vakshachi nandana.
May that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 2.
Krishnat kirtana gana nartana kalapatho janim brajita sadan bhaktavali hamsa chakra madapashreni vaharaspadam kananandi kaladvanayar vahatume jivamaru prangane shri chaitanya dayanandi tabalasalli lasudas vaduni.
O my most merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the shining nectarian Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow over the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are like swans, ducks, and bees, and the rivers flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears.